Armadoxy for today, Saint Sarkis. There are a few saints that stand above others and are revered specially by the Armenian people. One of them is Saint Sarkis. Parents name their boys Sarkis, and as a family name, Sarkisian is fairly common. A few years back, the Catholicos of all Armenians, His Holiness Karagin II, designated Saint Sarkis as the patron saint of youth. Today, young people line up in churches to receive a special blessing on the Feast of Saint Sarkis, which is celebrated this time of year after Theophany and before Great Lent. Sarkis is a 4th century saint, a Roman by birth, and was appointed by Constantine the Great as Prince of Cappadocia. This is next to Armenia, today's Caesarea. And while he is separated from us by space and time, the message that comes from his story speaks directly to our day and age. With Constantine's conversion to Christianity and the joy of the newly found Christian religion, Sarkis went throughout the empire converting people with the message of faith, hope, and love. However, when he reached Persia, the king, Shabu, demanded that Sarkis stop preaching Christ and instead worship before his pagan altar. Sarkis' response to the king was, "I believe in one God, the all-holy Trinity, who is creator of heaven and earth. As a man who was made from that earth, I can destroy your pagan statues and the fire that you worship." This proclamation against the religion of the day infuriated the people, and they began beating Sarkis with stones and clubs. They finally imprisoned him in the hopes that he would deny Christ, but he remained loyal to his faith. He was sentenced to death for his Christian faith and the crime of bringing people to Christ. As he was about to be executed, he prayed a prayer for his followers. "O Lord Christ our God," he said, "all those who remember my name during their trials and tribulations, and who remember this event with prayer and fasting, hear their prayers and grant to them all their desires." A voice was said to be heard from heaven saying, "I will give you what you have requested. As for you, come home to enjoy the goodness that has been prepared for you." Now, I spared you the details of his death, which are rather gory, but I need to mention that he left an indelible mark on the people and the psyche of the people. To this day, even among the Persians, Sarkis is referred to as the invincible witness and the granter of all requests. Often the physical disciplines, for instance fasting, have replaced the more important reasons for the fasting, namely the message of Jesus Christ. Even today, some folk myths still circulate among the people, with seeing Saint Sarkis in dreams, eating salt and wafers as signals for falling in love and betrothal. Today, as we recount the story of Saint Sarkis, we have to lift it off of the pages of history and see it as a lesson in conviction and faith. In fact, today, Christians are being persecuted daily for their beliefs. I'm not talking about some third world country or somewhere on the other side of the planet where the population of Christians are minimal. I'm talking right now in our lives. We may not see the sword of the emperors or outright proclamations such as King Shabu's, but the weapons that strike us are just as deadly. Our lives are filled with temptations by materialism, believing that our possessions define us and carry some kind of intrinsic value, while being swayed by a general attitude of indifference toward the plight of others. And death comes to us because of our outright contempt for Christ's call to love. We'd be well advised to take the call of our Catholicos to heart. Saint Sarkis gives us an example of conviction, of faith, of discipline, and true strength. In a world that teaches otherwise, this saint of the Armenian Church should be welcomed, not only in the lives of the youth, but in all of our lives. Let us pray. O Christ, director of life and eternity, as your servant Saint Sarkis demonstrated with his life, let your message and glory be reflected in my life. May I honor Saint Sarkis and all the saints by living with you centered in my life, today and always. Amen.